Aging infrastructure throughout the University of Alaska system is causing a $1 billion maintenance crunch, and campuses are trying to find ways to cope with a growing backlog of projects. APRN's Josh Edge reports.
Michelle Rizik is the Vice President of University Relations. She says the Board of Regents has been working for years to find ways to reduce the backlog of projects.
As our buildings have been aging, you know, the average age exceeds 30 years, and we have over 400 facilities across the state of Alaska. As the buildings age, the need for emergency maintenance increases. So there's roofs that are leaking and that need to be replaced, sewer systems, there's a variety of issues out there.
Traditionally, funding for deferred maintenance and projects to renew or repurpose old buildings comes from the state legislature. And if the money is appropriated, it is often a drop in the bucket compared to the actual need. While former Governor Sean Parnell was in office, the university system received more than $37 million per year for 5 years. According to John Fonts, the director of planning and construction for the Anchorage campus, about $10 million per year went to UAA.
Our deferred maintenance grows at a rate of about $14 million a year. So we've got a backlog already of $240, $250 million, and we continue to grow at $14 million a year.
And that is just at the Anchorage campus. No deferred maintenance funds were allocated by the state for this fiscal year, but the university was able to funnel about $10 million from its operating budget into deferred maintenance. About $2.5 million of that went to the Anchorage campus. Chris Terlides, the Associate Vice Chancellor of Facilities and Campus Services at UAA, says that money helps, but it's not enough.
Kind of what we've been doing is, you know, keeping the roof from caving in, doing just-in-time work, systems that are broken or not operating efficiently, just keeping them running, and that's what we're doing a lot of. And eventually they break and you got a problem.
And those problems are not limited to UAA. The university system maintains buildings in Fairbanks, Juneau, and satellite campuses in many smaller communities around the state. Michelle Rizik says the Board of Regents' goal is to reduce the project backlog to a manageable level, but the exact path to doing so is not clear.
Of course, the one way to reduce the deferred maintenance of a building is actually to get rid of the building. And so we're assessing, is there some of our buildings is over time, should we sell them, should we lease them, to reduce our overall operating expenses.
And Rizik says the university will continue to seek funding from the state and other sources, but deferred maintenance can be a hard sell.
A lot of people, instead of fixing what you have, I mean, they want to build a new facility, you know, so it's hard to get, you know, donors and others excited about, you know, funding a roof replacement.
In recent years, the university has built the Alaska Airlines Center and a state-of-the-art engineering building on the Anchorage campus and another engineering building on the Fairbanks campus that remains partially complete. The University of Alaska Board of Regents will address deferred maintenance and a variety of other capital and operating budget issues this week in Fairbanks. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.